Hey, Emmanuel Church, can you believe that 2024 is coming to an end? Can you believe it's a new year? 2025 is coming up. I love this time of the year because I like to reflect on the past year, and then I also like to look forward and set some goals and set some New Year's resolutions for the coming year. If you're like me, when you've done your reflecting over 2024, you've seen that some great things have happened. You've made progress in your life. You've done some things you said you wanted to do. And hopefully you've celebrated that and you've given God praise for that. I know that I have in my life. But also, you've probably noticed, as if you've done some reflecting, that there were some areas that you wanted to make progress in that you didn't quite get as far as you wanted to. Maybe you wanted to fix a relationship and you didn't quite fix it. Maybe you wanted to switch careers and it didn't happen. Maybe you wanted to start a business and it didn't happen. Maybe you wanted to write a book and you didn't get it done. Maybe you wanted to kind of maybe fix something emotionally inside of you. You wanted to deal with your anxiety or anger or some other emotional issue and you didn't quite get as far as you wanted to. Well, what if I could share with you a formula that can both explain why you didn't make the progress you wanted to make in 2024, but also give you a path forward in 2025 to make those changes moving into the future? Would you listen to me? If I had an equation, a formula, if I could use that word, would you write it down? Would you pay attention if I had that formula for you today? I hope that you will, because I believe I do. I believe that God has revealed a very, very simple formula to help us move forward and make the changes in our life that we would like to make. I'm excited about this message because I know the potential that it has to change your life. And so I'm about to share it with you. And if you have a pen, write it down. I'm gonna write it on the board here once I pick up my pen. And here is how the equation looks. So follow along with me here real quick. The first part is small choices. Small choices, small decisions, right? Plus this thing called consistency. Okay, that's part two, consistency. Plus time. Small choices plus consistency plus time equals the desired change. Or you could say the desired result. So how does this work? Well, we make small choices every single day and we do it consistently, not inconsistently, over a period of time. That's how we achieve the desired results that we want in our life. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 11, King Solomon writes these powerful words. King Solomon is one of the wisest people to ever live. And he wrote 30-some Proverbs. And in Proverbs chapter 13, this is what he writes. He writes, "Wealth gained hastily will dwindle, but whoever gathers little by little will increase it." Let's break that down really quick. Wealth gained hastily. We've all seen this. Wealth gained hastily will dwindle. You've probably heard of the 30 for 30 ESPN documentary that talks about professional athletes and how they have these windfalls of cash when they sign a contract and they get these deals. And then they play 3 to 5 years of professional sports. And not long after that, many athletes have no money. They've spent it all. Solomon said, wealth gained hastily will dwindle. Or maybe you've heard of lottery winners, like one guy from Virginia. He won the Virginia Powerball lottery for $315 million. After taxes, he got $114 million. 4 years later, poor guy was broke. He had no money. Now, that certainly doesn't happen to all lottery winners or all professional athletes, but it does happen to quite a few of them. The Bible says, wealth gained hastily will dwindle. Now, the other part of that verse, Solomon says, but whoever gathers, watch this, whoever gathers little by little. That is the title of this series, Little by Little. Whoever makes small choices made consistently over time equals the desired results. Now, this works for the negative or for the positive. In other words, this equation is at work at all times in your life, and it's either cursing you or it's blessing you. Let's talk about the negative really quick. Did you know that if you eat 100 extra calories a day, just 100, that's not much. That's a couple of scoops of mayonnaise. That's some coffee creamer. We're not talking about like a whole giant cake or a whole bag of cookies, just 100 calories a day. If you do that daily, just 100 calories, and if you do that for 1 year, 365 days, right? Guess what that equals? That equals 10 pounds of fat for the entire year. Some people are like, I don't know why I gained so much weight. I don't eat that much food. Well, it doesn't take much. It just takes 100 calories every single day over 1 year. That's kind of the negative part of this equation. Now let's think about it from the positive side. We probably all know who Warren Buffett is. He's the 8th richest person in the world. Right now, Warren Buffett is worth $147 billion. That's a lot of money, right? 8th richest person in the world. He's made his money in the stock market, and he knows how to invest. And so a lot of people ask him, Warren, how's the average guy make money in the stock market? You know what his advice is? It's all over YouTube. You could Google it later, and you could hear him talk about it in 3 different ways, 5 different ways. You know what he says? He says the average person should take about $200 every month and put it in the S&P 500, which is a mutual fund, $200 every month for about 25 to 30 years. And guess what? They will be wealthy when they are older. It's real simple. This is the exact equation. You just make small investments in the S&P over 25 years on a monthly basis, and you will achieve the results that you want to achieve. This is how we make the changes in our life. You say, Pastor Danny, I thought you were going to explain how this equation shows that how I didn't make progress in 2024. Yeah, I did. So let's look at this. In 2024, let's think about the areas you didn't make progress in. Maybe it was in your relationship with God. Maybe it was in a relationship you were trying to repair. Maybe you're trying to get closer with your son or daughter and it didn't happen. Maybe you're trying to overcome anxiety and it didn't happen. Did you make the small choices in your life? See, this is where the magic happens. Jeff Olson, in his book, The Slight Edge, which is a fantastic book, he explains that the slight edge is the ability to make these small choices consistently. He says in the book, everything you need to do to transform your life is easy to do. Have you ever heard that before? I've never heard that. I've always heard, man, it's really hard to transform your life. No, Jeff says it's easy to transform your life. Everything in your life that you need to do to transform your life is easy. How could he say that? Well, because it's easy to not eat the 100 extra calories a day. In fact, it's easy to eat 100 calories less than you need per day. That's pretty easy, right? It's also, guess what? Easy not to do. See, if you want to get in shape, it's easy to do a 20-minute workout, a 30-minute workout. Problem is, it's also easy to sit on the couch and not do it. It's easy to eat a salad and eat healthy food. It's pretty easy to do that. It's also really easy to have pizza. I mean, that's the problem. We make either the wrong small choices or we don't make the small choices that we need to make in order to make a difference in our lives. A lot of times people struggle with transforming their life because they want to make massive changes in their life really, really quick. They want to be an overnight success, right? So they think, man, I want to get in shape or whatever. So they go to the gym and they do a 3-hour workout, or they want to write a book. And so they get in their they go to their bedroom and they write for 5 hours, and they try to write the whole book in one night. Or they're trying to repair a relationship and it's broken, and they want to have 1 4-hour long conversation to heal the relationship. That's not how you fix things. That's not how you heal a relationship. That's not how you get in shape. That's not how you write a book. Guess what you do? You make small choices, tiny little investments, and you do them consistently. In 2024, did you make small choices? Did you make the right small choices? You say, oh yeah, I did make small choices. Well, let's look at the second part of the equation, consistency. Let's say you made small choices, but you only did them once a week. You only did them twice a week, or every other day, or 3 times a week. Here's what's true about making significant progress in your life. It has to be consistent. Like, you cannot find a spouse or a husband or a wife if you only take a shower once a week, right? We all know that, right? You have to practice personal hygiene every day. You don't want to be like that middle school kid who goes to camp and takes one shower, right? And comes home as he hasn't even unpacked his suitcase, right? We don't want to be that person. But we think that we can by doing one workout a week. Right? But you can't do that. You have to be consistent every single day. So you have to make the right small choices. Then you have to be consistent. Some of you are going to push back and say, well, I was consistent. I still didn't see the changes. My life still didn't get transformed. Well, maybe it's because you gave up too soon. You see, it takes time to make a change in your life. In Jeff Olson's book, I love this quote. Again, if you want to pick this up to start your year in 2025, listen to what Jeff says here. It's so powerful about time. He says, time is the force that magnifies those little, almost imperceptible, seemingly insignificant things you do every day into something titanic and unstoppable. Time does that. You have to give it lots of time. You have to keep going, not just for 2 weeks, but for 2 months, 3 months, not just for 3 months, but for 2 years. Did you know that there's a date on the calendar? I don't even know what date it is. It's sometime, I think, around either late January, early February. It's called Quitter's Day. This is the day that people who make New Year's resolutions, they're making their small choices, the food, whatever, they're reading, they're praying, whatever the choices, they're doing it consistently up until, I don't know, I'm going to make it up right now, maybe the 18th of February. And then they give up. Why? Because they didn't see the changes that they wanted to see in their life. They gave up. Did you give up? Did you make small choices consistently, but then you because you're so addicted to instant gratification, you didn't have enough patience to see it through and finish? See, this equation explains why you didn't get the desired change that you wanted in 2024. Where's the breakdown for you in this equation? Where did the breakdown come for you? I know where it came for me. You see, for many years, you guys know, if you've been around Emmanuel, I've been trying to write a book. I've always wanted to write a book. It seems for over 10 years. I have a New Year's resolutions. I want to write a book. Then I try, and I'd fail. Why did I fail so many times? I'm telling you, here's why. Because in this equation, there's a breakdown. Sometimes I wouldn't make the small choices. I'd try to write 5,000 words in one day, and I got overwhelmed, so I quit. Well, that's not how you write a book, right? Sometimes it was the consistency. Sometimes I'd get the small choice thing right. I'd write like 500 words, but then I'd only do it once a week. And so there'd be a breakdown, and I'd get distracted, or other things would become important. Sometimes I'd get small choices and consistency right, but I wouldn't give it the time. Sometimes I would get 10,000 words into it, 15,000 words into a document, but then I'd be like, man, I gotta go 40,000 words. I don't have the time, and I would give up. There was a breakdown at each level in this equation. And therefore, I did not write a book. But if you've been around Emmanuel, you know that last year, 2024, I wrote a book. I finally did it. Church Growth Unleashed: How to Grow Your Church Without Losing Your Soul. You can pick one up if you haven't gotten one yet. Now, how did this book come into being? Did I suddenly become an author overnight? Did I suddenly become a better writer? Did I suddenly become smarter, better at sentence structure? How did this book become a reality? I'm telling you, I hired a writing coach, and here's what she told me to do. This is unbelievable. She told me to write 571 words right here, right? She told me to do it 5 days a week. Okay, so there we have small choices plus consistency, 5 days. Then she told me to do it for 3 months. And if you do the math, about 571 words, 5 days a week, over 3 months, you're going to get about a 40,000 word manuscript. So that's what she taught me. And I saw the equation. I was like, there it is. And so guess what I did? For 3 months, I wrote 571 words for 5 days out of the week, and now I have a book. I worked the equation. I promise you, it works for books. It works for repairing a relationship. It works to change your career or get better at a skill. This equation works in all areas of life. It's not just a financial principle. So maybe you need to rebuild trust in a relationship. There's been a betrayal, and you need to repair it. Well, here's what I would tell you. Start making small choices. Start making small choices. Start to open up in conversation and share and be vulnerable and be honest with that person. And don't expect trust to be rebuilt in a week or a weekend or in one conversation. Commit to doing it consistently. Every single day, talking, connecting, conversing. And then commit to say, you know what, I'm gonna give this thing 6 months. Because trust is really hard to rebuild. I'm not gonna expect her to just, or him to just be all trusting right away just because I said sorry or just because I'm trying to change my life. No, commit to 6 months. And I guarantee you, if you follow this equation, you will see the desired result of trust rebuilt if you just give it enough time and consistency. Let me give you another example. And we're gonna talk about this in this series. Let's say, man, 2025, I really want to be closer to, I've drifted, I really want to be closer to God. I drifted away. I got into some things I shouldn't have got into. I made some choices I shouldn't have made. Got it with some people I shouldn't have got with. But I really want to be close with God in 2025. Great, great. Do not expect to get close to God by coming to church once a week on Sunday. Not gonna happen. Do not expect it to happen because you come to worship night or you come to reset, the next reset in 2025. It's not gonna happen. Here's how it's gonna happen. You're gonna make small choices. We're gonna talk about this in the series. I'm talking about things like meditation. I'm talking about things like spending time reading a passage of scripture, journaling that scripture, and then doing that every day, every single day. And then you're gonna do it over months of time. And what you're gonna find is that as you pray, as you meditate, as you spend time journaling, as you spend time in a small group with friends, and you start doing all these small choices, you are gonna get the desired result of an intimate walk with God. And I'm so excited for you that you're gonna apply this equation to the area of your faith. So you can tell I'm excited about this. Because this formula, this equation, it's how we change. It's how we make our lives better. So here, where are we going to go in this series? Starting next week, I'm going to invite you back. The series is called Little by Little, okay? Small investments, small choices. We're going to talk about four key areas that you need to apply this equation to. We're going to talk about your mindset. We're going to talk about your faith. I just mentioned that. We're going to talk about your health and fitness, and we're going to talk about your relationships. Now, you could take this equation and you could apply it to every other area of your life as well. Your finances, your parenting, whatever. Relationship with your kids. But those are the four areas that we're going to focus on. I want to invite you back and dive into this series, because really what we want to do is help you create habits, better habits. That's the key to your success. One person once said it like this. They said, we first make our habits and then our habits make us. You say, what is a habit? Well, Charles Duhigg in his book, The Power of Habit, which is a fantastic book. If you've not read this and you love books, pick this up. But Duhigg says this, a habit is a behavior that starts as a choice, but it becomes an automatic pattern. It begins with a small choice that we're not used to making. But then because we do it over and over and over, a long period of time, it becomes our natural behavior, our automatic response. If you can get 15, 20, 25 small choices right here, healthy choices, good choices, to become automatic patterns in your spiritual life, in your relationships, in your physical health, in your finances, over time, can you imagine the changes that you would see in your life by creating these habits? So here's what we want to do. We want to create new habits in the area of your mental health, of your mindset, in the area of your relationships, and in your health and fitness. I'm so excited about this series. I want to personally invite you to come back. I want you to invite your friends to come back as well. This can be a game changer. What Ralph Waldo Emerson said this, he said, sow a thought and reap an action. We think, we act. Sow an action, we reap a habit. We sow a habit, guess what? We reap a character. That's who we are. We sow a character and then we reap a destiny. Everything changes for us if we create the right habits in our life. And so I want to encourage you to come back next week for this entire series. And I love the concept of little by little. It applies to every aspect of our life. It certainly applies to your faith. Hey, maybe you're watching today and someone's invited you to tune in and watch and you don't have faith in Jesus today. I just want to let you know, it doesn't take much. It really doesn't. One time Jesus said it takes faith as small as a mustard seed. You know how small a mustard seed is? It's tiny. One time Jesus said it's in order to enter the kingdom, you have to have the faith of a child. You don't have to have this deep, big, enormous intellectual faith. No, no. You just need the faith of a child to believe in Jesus. That's how a person starts a relationship with God. They put their trust in Jesus. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 26, the Apostle Paul writes it like this, "For you are all children of God through faith in Jesus Christ." You don't become children of God by attending church or doing good things or becoming a good person. I think we should do all that stuff, but that's not how we enter the kingdom. We enter the kingdom by putting our trust in Jesus. And maybe you've never done that before. It's a small decision that has massive consequences. It affects your life now and for all of eternity. So I want to invite you to say that prayer and invite Jesus into your heart today by just asking him to forgive your sins. He died for you. He paid the penalty for your sins. He died on a cross 2,000 years ago. He came back to life in order to forgive you of your sins and make you his very own child. If you feel led to pray right now, I'm going to invite you to say a simple prayer. Take these words, make them your own, put your trust in Jesus today. Will you pray with me? Just say this to him, "Dear Jesus, I believe you died on the cross for my sin. I believe you paid the penalty so that I could be forgiven. And right now, I just want to ask you to be my Savior. Wash me of all of my sin. I put my trust in you. I believe in you. I put my life in your hands today. And I say I love you, I trust you, and I commit my life to you. And I'm grateful for what you've done for me. And for the rest of my life, help me to serve you and to honor you and to love you. I pray this in Jesus' name, amen." Hey, if you just prayed that prayer, we're so excited for you as a church. You can't hear everybody clapping, but normally when we're together, everybody starts clapping because the Bible says when one person repents of their sin, there is rejoicing in heaven. And so if you did that, we would love to put a gift in your hands. We call it our saved box. Inside this box, there's a Bible. That's the most critical thing in this box to help you start growing in your faith. You need to read it. There's a reading plan in here. And so if you trusted in Christ today, text the word SAVED to 65248. Give us your information and where we can send this to you, and we'll send it to you in the mail. There's also some information in here on how to get connected to the church, small groups, and other different things that the church offers. And so congratulations to you if you prayed that prayer. Hey, one more time before we get out of here, I want to invite you back next week for our new series called Little by Little. We're going to dive into those four key areas I talked about. You're not going to want to miss it. I believe it'll be a game changer for you. So let's pray and then we'll get out of here. Father, we love you. Thanks for this little formula you've given us that we can make progress in our life by making small choices over time. And help us to apply this formula, this little equation to all the aspects of our life to see the change that you desire in us. And we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, I love you guys. Can't wait to see you next week. Bring a friend. God bless.